We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Show the camera, John Ritchie. And a little cantankerous James Seltzer back in the studio, 94 WIP.
You guys are yapping it up, and we're coming back from break. I can't put you on the air while you guys are having a conversation, that's all. I'm trying to look out for you. You want me to just put your conversations, private conversations, out on the air?
Sure.
I would never do that to you, buddy.
No, you know, you go ahead and do that. It's all right. It's all right. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494.
I missed it.
You missed it. James,
you guys
were
yapping it up,
he
and I'm like, guys,
at us.
We're coming back from break.
He was screaming, and you had the headphones off. I had the headphones off.
Wonder why.
It was the whole thing. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll get to that Bryce Harper storyline coming up in a moment. Let's talk to Tom in Abington right now. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah, I hear you.
We're at the ballpark, Tom.
Nice. Let's play, too.
Yes.
So, Jerry, you got the pinstripes on?
Do I have the what?
Pinstripes on.
No, it's not opening day. It's not the playoffs.
He's such a stick in the mud, Tom.
Dude, I'll wear him. Dude, I'm like, let me break this down and make it really simple for you, Tom. I'm like Ozzie Smith. Ozzie Smith used to do that backflip thing on opening day, and he would do it, I think, in the playoffs. That's my standard. If the Phillies get to the playoffs, I will grace them with me in full uniform, like Ozzie Smith would do the backflip when the playoffs would start. That's the rule.
Okay. Well, on June 1, I will provide you a full Top Gun costume. How about that?
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Aviators, jeans, and coconut oil, right?
Yeah. Knock it off. Knock it off.
All right. So how about this for a turnaround? All hail Howie Roseman.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I trust him. I mean, I feel like he has earned my trust.
Well, here's the deal, John. I think he has put together a game plan, and if I'm correct on this game plan, I totally support it. So he is on a partial Rams plan. What I mean by that is he's stacking this team up with blue chippers through the draft, through acquisitions, maybe a trade coming up. Yeah. And this is all in preparation for next offseason because he's making Philadelphia an attractive place for the best quarterback that will be available.
I agree with you, Tom. Yeah. I mean, he's keeping his options open in that regard.
If necessary,
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
He even held on to some capital next year so he can make the move because these quarterbacks seem to be readily available.
Sure did. Not to mention, some high-priced guys can come off the books after this year. I mean, and I'm not saying we want Bradbury not here, but Bradbury, you don't know if Kelsey will retire. If he does, that's, you know, your money off the books. You go to a second-year player. Fletcher Cox probably off this team. So there will be some money freed up if they have to make a move for a big quarterback.
Think about how far along we are in that concept that you just discussed, Tom. Like, this is a destination that players look at and say, wow, that's a favorable situation.
Yep.
Think about the fact that James Bradbury was contacted by 11 teams. The number that I saw, 11 teams wanted his services. Like, he's a free agent. He gets to go where he wants to go. Now, we didn't break the bank to give him.
No.
We gave him a $7.5 million contract with $2.5 million in incentives. It's a one-year deal. He didn't come here for the money. He came here because he looks at our roster and says, wow, they've got a chance.
He alluded to that with Johnny Airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes when a guy gets cut by a team, he wants to compete against that team. There's a revenge factor. I mean, I remember Brian Mitchell. He famously went from Washington to the Eagles to the Giants. And when B. Mitch would talk, you could tell it was purposeful. He always wanted to stick it to somebody. Tom, John's got a pop culture question for you.
Sure.
Which Star Wars movie does the line, "No, I am your father," come from?
Empire Strikes Back.
Well done, Tom. Well done. Yep.
Good job.
All right, let's go to Kenny right now from the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
Joe, my man, I got you hooked up.
What do you got?
Top Gun. I actually have a legitimate flight suit given to me by an Air Force person when I get to fly in a B-17 at World War II weekend in Reading. It's got the patches on it. It's legit. It's what they wear. And you're welcome to wear it that night, and you will look stunning.
Wow. Wow. All right, so a couple things. First off, thank you. Second thing I need, and John, I need a ruling from you, John, because I'm intrigued to do this. I just need to make sure this is not inappropriate, meaning if I put on, like, World War II garb, but, you know, I didn't fight in World War II, is that crossing an inappropriate line, or is this all in good fun acceptable?
No, I...
Because I'm just saying World War II, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to have that sacred stuff right there. So, you know, we're talking about Top Gun Night at the ballpark. I just want to make sure.
Well, I think the fact that you're asking the question, it means that you hold it in
high
enough esteem.
Like, I was not actually at Iwo Jima.
It gives you the green light.
I just want to make sure people
know. I think that's very considerate of you.
Kenny, you think this is appropriate? I wear World War II garb, and I'll look like Maverick from Top Gun.
You wear Batman garb, and I don't think you've been to the Batcave.
No, I was not at the Batcave. All right, Kenny, I like this. We will link up to figure out how I will get this. How do I get this from you? What happens here?
I can give it to Cindy, who can give it to Amy, who can give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Right to the source.
Right to the source. Kenny, you're a good man. Kenny, you got a shot to join us at a Phillies game. John has a pop culture trivia question for you.
Sure.
What high school subject did Walter White teach in Breaking Bad?
History.
No. All right, Kenny. Good stuff, buddy. Except for that answer.
That was tough.
That would be chemistry.
Yeah.
That
was a pretty easy one.
Look, it's if you saw it, you know it. If you didn't see it, you don't know.
What percentage of people haven't seen Breaking Bad, do you think?
20? Currently listening to us?
20%?
Currently listening to us? Have not seen Breaking Bad.
15%?
I would say 83% of people have not seen Breaking Bad.
No.
Sure.
No, I would say probably like 40%, 35% maybe haven't seen it. You think it's that high?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
Joe, you're wrong. Flat out wrong.
Guys, you guys don't.
It was a phenomenon.
Yeah, but look.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no.
Very popular.
You guys miss.
Show.
You guys don't.
That's like saying.
No.
That's up there with the Sopranos.
Yeah,
man.
But it was on cable. I understand Joe's point. I don't think it's as high as you think, Richie. Maybe it's like 70% haven't seen it, but I don't think it's quite as low as you think, Joe.
Yeah, I think you guys misread percentages sometimes. I got James telling me it's what was the thing? Rugrats.
Dude, have you looked at Twitter? Everyone's tweeting in saying Rugrats was easy. Everyone should know Rugrats.
Can I tell you who's tweeting in about that? The people that know Rugrats.
Well, sure. But I mean, Ava said before she left that she asked it as a Quizzo question, and everyone gets it every time.
Yeah,
so
all right,
just
all
saying.
Right.
Just saying.
Who do you think was a better Quizzo host, Ava or me? Because I did Quizzo for
years.
Ava.
Why? I know pop culture and
100%.
Stuff.
At least Ava has her questions before she goes. She doesn't like make them up on the fly.
It's still
one of the weirdest things ever.
It's just saved me time. I would make them up on, you know. Listen, when all failed, if I couldn't think of something, you ask a state capitol, ask a Saved by the Bell question. You always have a couple go-tos you can go to. All right. Tell you who the Phils are not going to go to for at least a couple months, and that's Bryce Harper as a fielder. Let's tackle this issue here, guys. So, first off, obviously he and they, the Phillies, are extremely lucky that the DH came into play this year. Because if it didn't, Bryce Harper, I mean, James, there's no way they would have him playing, right?
Bryce Harper would not have been playing since the middle of April.
Yeah, I mean, John, he would be out for months and months and months and months.
He might miss the whole season.
He might have missed the whole season if the DH didn't come in this year. So that keeps his bat in the lineup. Now, the reality, and by the way, I had PRP, and it can be quite painful, and obviously he's still dealing with coming out of that. You see him eating the sunflower seeds.
I've had it too.
Yeah, and yours wasn't painful, apparently. Mine was painful.
No, it was just that the what they were injecting was more painful than the injection itself, and it felt like mine turned around pretty quickly. And then, but then, mine was mixed with stem cells also.
Yep.
And it took about 6 months until like all of the positive effects, even a year until it really felt like it made the total difference.
Well, I would actually agree with that. I haven't thought of that as much, but I would
so
agree
that's a
that
problem for Bryce.
For Bryce, that's a problem. And James, there's still a real possibility that he might need surgery after this year, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a torn UCL.
I would say it's like 95%. Like if
I don't know if it's quite
if it
that
doesn't
high.
Heal this thing, then why wouldn't you have the surgery?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. He'll probably get it done. The problem is, let's just say
he missed a season.
Well, maybe a little bit less, but let's just say
he's not at least, a pitcher.
Yeah,
let's just say he has surgery October 15th if they get eliminated
so
or whatever.
The first couple months at least.
Yeah,
this season.
Next couple months next year. All right, so that's sort of the over the horizon look at Bryce.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Do you? Wow.
What?
I mean, this could mean, and we haven't talked about this. I hadn't even considered it.
What?
That they just shelf him, you know, early to have.
Well,
him
if they're
back.
Out of it, but they're not going to be out of it. They're
okay.
not going to be out of it. Because,
okay, good.
Yeah.
But good. I'm glad that you feel so confident.
But sure, yes. I mean, if the Phillies are 15 games out of it in September, they could say, "Let's have the surgery September 1st."
Yeah,
that's possible.
Wow.
All right. Let's also get to the reality of what this does for who fields, and to a certain extent, the lineup. The reality is Bryce Harper is pretty much going to be the designated hitter every game. I mean, he is. He is the DH.
Yep.
And the shame of it is, when this season started, Bryce Harper was one of the two or three best defenders on the Phils, and honest to God, one of the two or three only even average, and he's above average, defenders on the Phil. I mean, they are littered with bad defenders. So the whole idea of, you know, let's DH Bohm, let's DH Schwarber, let's DH Hoskins, and mix it around and mix and match. That whole strategy, John, totally out the window.
Yeah, a real problem.
I mean, I don't know what else to say other than Schwarber's going to play left, Bohm's going to play third. By the way, he made a couple nice plays.
Well,
the one he threw.
Bohm had a terrible
play. Yeah, the one play was
the one that JT threw.
Yeah,
the,
right.
What a dumb
out of third base.
Running.
That was bizarre. But
display.
So John, it hurts their defense, and
that was
hurt.
One of the ugliest baseball plays I've seen. I mean, it was pathetic.
Look, that's a tough play on third. You try to fire it over there, and Hoskins couldn't scoop it. So you know, bottom line is it hurts their defense, which means it hurts their team.
Okay, I agree with you. We do seem to forget that we've got another outfielder who will be coming back very soon in Mickey Moniak. And I have more confidence
by the
in
way,
him than you
if,
do.
John, if Mickey Moniak doesn't deliver, they have nothing. Because
yeah,
Roman Quinn last night, that was brutal. That was brutal.
I don't understand Roman Quinn's approach.
He's just bad.
He's just bad.
I get that. So
just
if you're that bad,
at baseball.
If you're that bad and you're that fast, why are you swinging for the fences when all you need to do is put the bunt. I mean,
it's not
put
that,
the bat
it's not
on the
that
ball.
Simple.
It's not that simple.
If you're that fast,
nah.
It's a lot simpler than he's making it.
I don't know. Let's go to the
bad.
Phones.
He's just bad at hitting.
He's
got
to go to the minors. I mean, look, I thought, honest to God, I thought Roman Quinn yesterday for Roman Quinn tagged a baseball. And it was just a soft pop-up to this, a soft liner to the shortstop. Like, I mean, the guy can't hit. He cannot hit. All right, let's go to the phones.
That was bad luck, though. I mean,
Well, and again, I'm tongue-in-cheek when I say he tagged it. I mean, that was brutal. Hey, Kevin Stocker joins us coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go to the phones right now. Brian in New Jersey. Good morning, Brian.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Brian.
So, Joe, I feel like you're kind of off. I feel like a lot more people know what Rugrats is, and I feel like even more people know what Breaking Bad is on Netflix and AMC. Like, with the pandemic, I just feel like everyone's watching. It's one of the greatest shows.
Yeah,
it is. It's a great show.
Totally agree.
But, Brian, here's where I think you're misreading it. If we're talking about who's listening, I mean, we have a lot of people in a lot of ages listening.
No,
like not every 71-year-old has seen Breaking Bad.
That's a good point.
Okay. Well, it's actually a great point.
Okay. So let me get to my point.
Go ahead.
A lot of people, including myself, have been down on Howie. like Mad Mike, his whole stick is like literally like, I think he should call in. I think we should have an appreciation day. Something going on for Howie because everyone yeah. wanted him fired. I wanted him fired 2 years ago. And yeah. I think after all totally. That, I think Eagles fans should be grateful. Not only does he have one of the best off seasons of any GM in the NFL, I don't think he's done. It's only May. I would guarantee he's not done. I agree. Deserves a lot of kudos. And shout out to Howie Roseman.
Yeah, no, I said it earlier, and I am not ashamed to say I am back into I trust Howie Roseman like unconditionally because of his track record now. These last,
by the way, I don't think you should trust him. I don't think you should trust him.
Look, I think he's on a great path.
He's done a really good job.
And of course, I'm going to judge every move that he makes. But doesn't it feel like? Every move that he's made now for, I don't know, it feels like a good year.
Yeah, year and a half.
It's like right in line with what we're hoping for.
I agree.
And so, like, I can't question that. His vision is very similar to ours as fans. He's taking great steps towards making this team better where it needs help. And he continues to work.
Hey,
and
Brian,
we all know he's extremely smart, and he'll use that to his advantage.
Brian, you joined us at a Phillies game a couple years ago, maybe a couple, I think. You got to get a question right to be eligible for the tickets. Pop culture, here we go.
All right. Finish this quote from The Office. I'm not superstitious, but I am a blank blank.
I never watched The Office. Sorry, guys.
All right, Brian.
A little stitious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Pretty
that
funny
one.
Line.
It's a great line.
The Office just doesn't do it for me. I will say the show with Kevin Spacey I'm watching right now is really good. What's the name of the show,
House
guys?
Of Cards.
House of Cards.
Yeah,
that's a really good.
How far into it are you?
I have no
season
desire
one,
to
episode
watch,
10.
Yeah, that sounds right. Season two is when I bailed.
No desire to watch that at all.
Like,
and you saying
know.
The.
I honestly will be shocked if you last through season two. I really
okay.
will.
Well, I'm really enjoying season one a
do
lot.
Do you acknowledge that you might be the only person in the world that thinks The Office isn't all that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's others like me. It just
come
there's
on.
Something about
you, it. You, what, think of what you just said. I'm sure
you've
there
also
are
never
others
given
like
it a real
me.
Chance too. Like
no,
you,
I've seen enough.
You've seen
James.
Like an episode or two, right? I mean,
I get annoyed by the whole structure of it. I it does not appeal to me at all. Let's talk to Bryce in Wilmington. Hello, Bryce.
Hey, guys. Sad to report, but my wife is one of the people like Joe, and it just makes no sense to me at all.
On The Office?
I've seen The Office like 5 times through, and she just couldn't. After one episode, she bailed on me.
Really? What's her complaint?
She just doesn't get it, because it's a very dry sense of humor, and she just doesn't get it. She's not funny. So that is lame.
Wow. Bryce, like you just
Joe.
Took a shot at your wife live on
just
WIP.
Like Joe, I guess.
Oh, so you're taking
it. I'm telling it to her face.
Oh, wow, Bryce. All right.
But also on these topics, Rugrats was a layup, and there's no way 8 out of 10 of your listeners have not seen Breaking Bad.
Thank you.
Because if you go on Netflix now, it's literally always the number one thing on trending now. Like, it's just right there. Even if you've never heard of it, it's gonna be. You're gonna see it, and you're gonna watch it.
That's true, Joe. Do you go on Netflix?
Yeah, but Bryce, let me ask you a question. So let's broaden it beyond just our listeners. And I know listeners is what we categorized it as. But 330 million Americans. If 20% of Americans has seen Breaking Bad, that's 66 million people. That's a ton of people, man.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a chance 66 million have seen it and 280-something haven't seen it. That's not implausible.
It is in my head. I'm not giving you the win on that one.
Okay, fair enough. What do you got on the Phillies here, Bryce?
So my big thing with the Phillies now is they're pretty much going through a gauntlet in their schedule right now. And as of right now, they won 3 out of the first couple of series if they win tonight. So I'm pretty excited the trajectory they're going. But the thing with Harper, I'm kind of turning it into a positive where, like, it's going to stink we don't have him in the
it's
field.
Not a positive. You can try to turn it into a positive all you want. They just lost one of their only 2 or 3 good fielders. It's not a positive.
Yeah, but now all he has to worry about is smacking the baseball.
Nah.
You got to turn something into a positive. You got to get something out of it.
Then go to Kitty City and turn that frown upside down. I'm going to frown about this injury. It hurts. Bryce, John's got a pop culture question for you.
All right.
S.E. Hinton was 18 years old when her novel about Tulsa, Oklahoma, teen greasers and socias was published in 1967. What was the name of her book?
The Outsiders.
Wow.
Nice pull, Bryce.
Dude.
Wow. I thought that was a tough one.
I thought that was impossible.
Me too.
Really?
No, I would have never gotten it.
Impossible.
Have you not seen The Outsiders?
I
didn't know where you were going. I don't know what was going on right there. I had no clue what was occurring. Hey, coming up, Kevin Stocker joins us. Also, more phone calls. Phil's baseball today at 1 o'clock here on WIP. Phil's with a chance, if they can win, to get to 500 on the season. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from the ballpark on 94 WIP. Hey, the playoffs, they are here. And you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. I repeat, if you don't win, and of course the objective is to win, but even if you don't win, you'll get up to $20 in free bets. Now that is what they call a win-win, and it's there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook where there's so many ways to play. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. If you're new to FanDuel, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code HAMMER. Once again, that's promo code HAMMER. If you already have an account, well, you're all set. No sweat. But either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs does not win. So get in with FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code HAMMER. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.